Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, May 7th, 2014, middle of the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone. And obviously, I'm getting a ton of email about this. The What Really Happened website is down. It suffered some major damage. I'm working with the hosting company to either try and repair the system and get it back up and running, or failing that, go back and restore from a previous database backup, which I made actually just earlier this morning, so we won't lose that much, but we're trying to basically get the site back to what it's supposed to be. But it could be down for pretty much the rest of the day. So since this is kind of an abbreviated story day, we're going to throw the phone lines open for you to call in and pick whatever topic you want to talk about. And that number again, of course, is 800-313-9443. A couple of program notes. Tomorrow, we're going to have Hollywood producer Nathan Foulkes on our show talking about why he knows the Boston bombing was a completely staged event. And basically relying on his experience in filmmaking to spot the obvious fakes and frauds, which we pointed out as well here. Monday, Marian Azizi is going to be talking about the abuses of family law in Israel. A lot of very unhappy people over there. And we're going to be talking about that. We actually do have a phone call right here at the top of the show. KC in South Korea, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Annyeonghaseyo, Michael. I called on Monday. I was talking a little bit about Israel aid and AIPAC, are asking you some questions, and I hit the commercial before I could hit the question that I wanted to ask you, and it's kind of a what-if here. Looking at how much the U.S. spends on foreign aid and being conservative, taking the first four countries, Israel, Afghanistan, Egypt, and Pakistan, of course it won't happen. I mean, pigs could fly, but what if 2015 we said, you know what, for 1 year we're shutting the U.S. foreign aid down? Of course, it's not going to happen, but what if, this is kind of a what if, and let me do a second what if, and then I'll jump off and let you answer that. Not Michael Rivero as president, because we know presidents shouldn't say where the money goes, but what if Michael Rivero was advisory to Congress to how this money should be spent that's not going to foreign aid for 1 year to get America back on track? So it's yeah, like what would we do with that money if for 1 year we didn't spend that money on the basically foreign aid countries? So I'll hop off and let you answer that, and I'll look forward to hearing what your answer might be. Bye-bye.
Well, the foreign aid budget is actually rather small compared to the military budget. That's really where the spending needs to be cut and the money redirected back to the taxpayers who were forced to turn it over. And in terms of redirecting that economy, it's kind of a three-step process. There's an immediate jobless crisis that has to be dealt with that could be handled by infrastructure projects, which is sort of the middle of the three, because we've got to get our infrastructure back into a solid, reliable, dependable situation so that we can build a new manufacturing economy on it. And, of course, in the long term, it is the reviving of America's manufacturing. We used to make the best products in the world, and we no longer do. And it's one of the reasons why people don't want to buy American exports. They're hideously overpriced. They're not very good. We're just seeing headline after headline of U.S.-produced products that don't perform, that are outright dangerous because of cost-cutting by the money junkies and planned obsolescence. But we need to make that investment in America, and right now we're not. The investment is all being made into Israel, to the war machine, to go out and conquer the rest of the world and force them to just go on giving us their wealth. And, of course, propping up this Ponzi scheme central bank system and an entire financial services sector that is basically sitting on top of it. And it has become this huge absorber of wealth in our nation, which is the inevitable result of this private central banking model. of creating and issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest. By design, it will always produce more debt than money with which to pay that debt. And that is really what it all comes down to, that we need to really think about what's the best way to revive the United States of America without having to declare war on the rest of the planet to do it. Unfortunately, for the Defense Department, for congressmen like John McCain, their best solution is always war. They don't actually know how to make anything, or they don't know how to revive manufacturing. There's very few manufacturing people in Congress right now. Their only solution is to go out and blow things up and kill people until they basically agree to run their nation and their economy in service to the American empire. And, of course, more and more nations are digging their heels in on that one. So it's going to be a long process. I mean, we've been losing our manufacturing since the 1980s. It's not going to come back overnight. And part of the problem, of course, is it's not like those factories are just sitting there empty waiting for somebody to walk on in and say, I have a contract to build tanks or Jeeps or something like that, and flip on the switch and go back to work, because most of those factories are rusted, empty hulks. The machinery and tools in there have been sold off either for scrap or sold to foreign countries who are very much committed to manufacturing. And it's just going to take a very, very long time to bring that all back. And it's going to take a government that understands how to manufacture, how to rebuild the infrastructure. And our entire U.S. federal government right now, they're bureaucrats and lawyers and inherited wealth. And they really are, unfortunately, very inexperienced in running a nation other than by constantly invoking the war powers to go out and kill other people. So that would basically be my advice, and Congress is willing to take my advice at any time, but so far they seem to be ignoring me. They don't return my phone calls, and I get nothing but form letters back from them that show they didn't even really have a clue about what I originally wrote in there. Now, obviously, the situation in Ukraine continues to be very tense, and we're continuing to see a lot of propagandistic banner headlines that are actually deceptive. Over in the British press earlier today, they had this headline about so many Russian terrorists killed in eastern Ukraine. And the headline is written in a way to imply that there are Russian nationals on the ground in eastern Ukraine. And they do this because they understand that most people will just scan the headlines and they won't actually read the body of the story. But if you go in and read the body of the story, it's very clear what they're talking about are pro-Russian Ukrainians or pro-autonomy Ukrainians. And they're not saying they're actually Russian nationals on the ground inside Ukraine, but the headline is written to imply that. Now, the BBC is out there today saying that Russia ordered the Crimea referendum to join Russia. It's that evil Putin. They're still trying to put this all on him and take the focus off the fact that all of this began 2 months ago with a covert overthrow of the elected government in Kiev by the United States. Just repeating a pattern we've seen endlessly since World War II. And even Obama's trying to make that go away with that ludicrous comment that the government in Kiev is duly elected. They absolutely are not. All right, we've got another caller on the line, Dan in Oregon. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you for accepting the call, Mike. Really, I have 2 points to make. My first point is dealing with the issue of labor camps during World War II. I don't think a lot of people realize that in America, there are a lot of German soldiers that were working at work camps, and they were working in the national parks, cutting the roads and blowing up the tunnels in order to make the paths, hiking trails, adaptable for the hikers, and that after the war, a lot of them decided to stay in the United States, and that they liked it, and they liked the American people. So we had our labor camps, but we were far more flexible in using them in regards to national parks. Okay, that's number one.
Okay, we're going to have to hold you over the commercial break, all right? We'll be right back. Stay on the phone. I want to come back to this.
If you're worried about your health, and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Dan in Oregon. And Dan, why don't you just pick up where you left off?
Okay, well, basically, I just wanted to let people know that we had German soldiers in the United States that were at war camps, and their primary function was to build trails into the national parks, and that a lot of them stayed because they liked how they were treated and they liked the Americans. That's my first point. And the second point, which is of interest, a side note, is that when the French went into Vietnam War, of course, you know, beaten pretty bad, a lot of the French legionnaires were German soldiers. So after the war, a lot of the German soldiers signed up to the Foreign Legions, French Foreign Legion. And that's my 2 points. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the there was a lot of cross-pollination following the Great Wars where people who'd spent their entire lives in one environment in their home country All of a sudden, we're in someplace else that was brand new and exciting. And there were a lot of Americans who stayed in Europe following both world wars. And so there was a lot of that going on. In our modern age of jet travel and everything, pretty much everybody is reasonably well traveled. But at the time of World War One, and for the most part during World War Two, you were dealing with soldiers who had been born in a town and really had not done a lot of traveling, and so it was a very exciting time. A lot of Germans were, of course, brought to the United States following World War II through Operation Paperclip, including Wernher von Braun and the German rocket scientists, who initially were housed in a camp out in New Mexico doing development on an improved modified V-2. And the there's a funny story that comes out of there, which I picked up many years ago when I was with NASA, and that was that the Germans were trying to learn English, and so they requested a bunch of movies to watch, and apparently all they could really get, or all they would get, because it didn't cost that much, were a bunch of the old Cisco Kid serials. And so these German rocket scientists started to learn English with a very pronounced Mexican accent, and it did cause a great deal of confusion. Anything else you got, Dan?
Yeah, just really, I just wanted to say that, you know, the United States were, you know, like Germany was not the only one who had, if you will, forced labor camps. The United States had them, too, and that, you know, your guests who spoke about them, they were equally treated just as well, the soldiers here, as they were, by his opinion, in Germany with the Jews. So,
well, okay, a couple of things here. First of all, the Jews only represented 10% of the camp population in Germany. And obviously, if you're using a group of prisoners for labor, it is in your financial interest to treat them well, to keep them healthy, to keep them well fed, keep them free of disease. And that's just common sense. I mean, if you've got a slave labor camp and the slaves are all sick, you're not going to get a whole heck of a lot done. So it was actually very important, both in the United States and in Germany, that there was a high priority placed on the health of the internees, which doesn't excuse the use of slave labor either by Germany or the United States of America. Anyway, Dan, I'm going to let you go here. We got another caller on the line, Thomas in Sweden. Aloha, Thomas. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. You hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Great. I've got a combined global warming and Russia story for you here. I'm in constant contact with somebody in Moscow, and this morning she had to trudge through snow to get to work. But then again, she might be an evil Russian, you know, she might be lying.
Well, we know that the Urals got hit with a blizzard about a week ago, and they're still digging out from that one. They're saying that probably the Great Lakes here in the United States are going to continue to have ice as a hazard to navigation into June. And of course, they're out there saying, well, see, this proves global warming because global warming leads to major ice and snow, and they're still trying to push this lemon. And Obama is coming after you with the carbon tax. Now that Obamacare has absolutely cratered as a new tax revenue-generating measure, he has to go for the carbon tax, or he's going to find something else to tax. I mean, right now the government is absolutely desperate. The only way they can keep going is to just find ways to take more money from you. But there's a flaw in that thinking, because it's all based on the assumption that there's still a lot of money out here in the American heartland for them to take, and that is simply not true. I mean, if you look at the retail Mageddon, it's going on. All these retail outlets are having to close stores and shut. It's very obvious that Americans just don't have any surplus wealth left. Everybody's living hand to mouth. They're just barely making their mortgage payments. A lot of people aren't making the payments. The foreclosures are ramping up again. And yet from inside the Beltway, where they're all comfortably wealthy and they just don't get what it's like to be that close to financial collapse, they're still convinced everybody else has as much extra money as they themselves do, and they just have to figure out a way to scam it out of the American people, and it's not going to work.
Okay, Thomas? That's all I had. That's all I had. Aloha to you and the listeners and those poor people in the 703 area who have to listen, but they get paid for it anyway.
Yeah. All right, I got you on that one. All righty. Let's see. No more callers here right now. I want to get back onto the situation in Ukraine because everybody is pounding it for their own favored cause. The NATO allied commander, Philip Breedlove, is saying that the crisis in Ukraine will mandate keeping NATO troops permanently in Eastern Europe. They're building the new Cold War. They're getting the troops on the ground there to stare at Russia. They're trying to bring back that Cold War of the 1950s and 1960s. And if you are my age, you will remember what an absolute scam it was. They just constantly wagged communists at us to scare us into obedience and unquestioning acceptance of the government's propaganda and endless tax money pouring into the military-industrial complex. And they're trying to get that back here because there are too many people around the world saying, look, this war stuff is nonsense, and they're just trying to gin this up so that we'll all be afraid of the Russians, and that fear of the Russians will deter us from talking about things like NSA spying, IRS targeting, political corruption, financial corruption, Wall Street, and the rest of it. They're really going for broke on this. Unfortunately, they're making you broke here in the process. Over at ETF Daily News. Now, this is a financial newspaper, and even they are sounding the warning the Ukraine is at a flashpoint that could spiral out of control. And it's saying now is the time to prepare, especially people in Europe who are going to suffer the fallout from all of this stuff. And you got to start preparing to deal with that right now, to deal with shortages. And they're saying, you know, be better to be a year early than a day late in your preparations. Because there's going to be a huge disruption of economies, of oil and gas supplies, if this thing continues to go any further. Now, Putin announced earlier today that he is pulling Russian forces back away from the Ukrainian border, trying to de-escalate the situation. Of course, the Pentagon is already out there saying, you know, we don't see any evidence that he's actually doing that. Putin's lying. He's a Russian. They're all lying. And I understand why they're doing that, because if Putin is known by the world to have pulled the troops back from the Ukrainian border, it makes it much more dicey pulling off some kind of a false flag, like taking those Blackwater mercenaries and putting them in Russian uniforms and having them commit an atrocity. That headline that we saw in the British press earlier today makes it clear they're still trying to sell the idea that the threat here is from Russia rather than a botched up covert overthrow by the U.S. government. All righty, we got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to go back and see if I can get my site back up and running, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to go right back to the phones here. Frank in Michigan. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I understand you make your own colloidal silver.
Yes.
How is it working out?
It's working out very well. It took about three different tries and three different setups to get what seems to be a decent quality product. But once you've made that investment, you can manufacture colloidal silver for a lot less than what you pay for it going down to the local health food store. And I embarked on this project back when everybody was concerned about Ebola exploding out of Africa. And now, of course, we have that Middle East...
Right. Does it come out clear or cloudy?
Respiratory syndrome, which is now in the United States of America. Just slightly pale yellow, which I understand is what it's really supposed to be. I know the ones sold in the health food stores are clear, my understanding from my research is...
I just bought one for $10 on Amazon, and it's sort of a yellowy, cloudy.
Yeah, that's actually a good thing, because if it's slightly yellow, it means the silver is going to hold in suspension longer and not settle out, and that comes down to the particulate size.
Yes. Now, can I mix that with distilled water to make a gargle, like for a sore throat?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm going to try doing. Yes, very good. Oh, another thing I wanted to ask, Mike, you said you had a view of Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
You should take your camera outside sometime and show us what it looks like.
I have several times.
I've never seen it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got a very, very beautiful photo I took of Pearl Harbor during sunset that I'll repost to the website as soon as I get the website back up and running.
Very good, Mike. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you very much. And let's see. That was the last caller on the line. Now, along with mentioning that he's pulling his troops back from the Ukrainian border, Putin has issued a call for Kiev to end its use of military force against its own civilians. And this is a very good point for Putin to be making. And I think he's making it to underscore the fact that it is the United States encouraging the junta in Kiev to use military force against their own people, even as the United States denounces Syria for using military force against what the U.S. calls their own people, but are in reality these hired mercenaries. And Putin is just very cleverly keeping the double standard and the hypocrisy of the United States on full display for the world to see. Now, everyone's been talking about the loss of Russian natural gas and petroleum and economic cooperation. But this is not a completely one-sided situation, because it turns out that Russia was doing a lot of business with Ukraine. And apparently that manufacturing region in the eastern side of the country is a very important to Russia's military. 30% of Ukrainian military exports go to Russia. They are unique products that Russia right now is unable to produce for themselves, but I'm sure Putin is already moving to correct that. Apparently, Ukrainian companies are under contract to maintain Russia's intercontinental ballistic missile forces. So this is going to be an inconvenience for Russia, but it is, of course, going to shut these Ukrainian businesses down because they don't have their customers any longer. And if you look at the vast amount of economic damage that is going to be caused all across Russia, all across Europe, over this botched coup d'etat in Kiev. And it just underscores the fact that leaders of nations are absolutely insensitive to what their people are having to go through. When you have the leader of a nation who decides they are going to start a war, it means they've made the conscious decision to send a million of their own people to death and dismemberment to get whatever it is their objective is. You remember what Henry Kissinger said about military people? They're just dumb, stupid pawns to be used for foreign policy. They don't even see you as human beings. And because they don't, your suffering to them is just irrelevant. It really is. Now, Gazprom has now upped the overdue bill to Ukraine for natural gas to $3.5 billion because Kiev hasn't paid their April bill. Now, Kiev just got their first chunk of money borrowed from the IMF, and rather surprisingly, rather than paying down their gas bill, they went out and they bought $1 billion worth of gold bullion. What do they know that we don't know? So, something going on over there. Ukraine is now going to cut off all freshwater supplies to Crimea in an effort to thirst them back into leaving Russia and coming back home to Ukraine. I imagine that Russia will probably mount their version of the Berlin airlift as a result. They'll just truck or ship, or even have, if they have to, fly water into Crimea. This is their chance to pay back the United States and the West for that whole Berlin blockade situation. All righty, let's see. Now, of course, everybody in the United States is out there trying to use this situation to revive the Cold War militancy that the United States was famous for back in the 1950s and 1960s. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel yesterday was warning Americans against isolationism, because most Americans are saying, look, we have problems here at home. We have to fix the problems here at home before we go on out and presume to tell the world, you know, how they should run their countries, because we're not doing a very good job here. And Hagel's out there saying, no, it would be disastrous for the United States to turn away from the world's crises. Well, when you realize that those crises were all created by the United States for this whole Bretton Woods and petrodollar, then yes, of course, Hagel is going to say that. We can't stop messing around with other people's countries. But I think Americans need to stand up to their government, their military, and say, no, no more. You are supposed to be taking care of this country, and you're not doing a very good job. And you're not allowed to go play in other countries until you get this one working again, get all the problems fixed. Now, we are hearing from the defense panel chair in Congress. They're citing the situation in Ukraine and again saying this is all Russia's fault. Is saying we have to keep the war funding. We have to, we're on a wartime budget. And we actually are. They didn't want to admit it, but that's what's been going on. That's the reason there is so much, decay and hunger and joblessness and homelessness in the United States is all the money is focused on the war agenda. Going all the way back to that project for the New American Century in the 1990s. And so the defense panel chair is saying, yes, we have to stay in a wartime economy. Because wartime economy is good for defense contractors who are very, 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 very generous with campaign donations for the upcoming elections here. All right, we're going to grab another phone call. Tom in Texas, aloha. Tom, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Thank you for your time. I wanted to make mention, sometimes you address it on your show, but I haven't heard it lately. I try to listen to you when I can. But the scale of justice, you know, how it's supposed to be even.
Yeah.
And so now we got all the hypocrisy with the Ukraine and with the, how come Holder's not in 30 days in the hole?
Well, because,
his corruption of justice system.
Because he runs the justice system. He's not going to prosecute himself. He's not going to allow his buddies to be prosecuted.
Okay,
you know,
so
right now he's got the deck of the get out of jail free cards, and he's trading them for favors all over the nation.
Well, so he's not the only one. There's another woman with the IRS. Lehrer is her name.
Lehrer, yes.
Yes. Okay. She should be 30 days in the hole too.
Well, even longer than that. But again, it's up to Holder to decide whether or not she's going to be investigated and prosecuted. And I'm not seeing any indication that Holder wants to do anything about Lois Lerner because he is protecting President Barack Obama. Misuse of the IRS to target political enemies and dissidents. It was an article of impeachment for Richard Nixon. And it should be an article of impeachment for Barack Obama. And that's why they're stonewalling.
May I interrupt? Remember
sure.
the billboards in Washington State somebody in Washington called them and told them to take them down?
They weren't exactly billboards. They were sort of cutout signs with a caricature of Obama holding a panel, and the text on the panel was being changed on a regular basis. And you're right. The White House called Washington State and ordered them to remove those signs or risk losing all federal funding for the highway system.
Okay,
now,
so he wouldn't dare use the IRS to target his political enemies. What do you
think? Yeah. Well, it's certainly a misuse of power and authority, and it basically shows that Obama is just throwing tantrums. And Washington State, to their credit, said we would rather secede than give in to intimidation by the White House. Those signs are on private property. They're protected by the First Amendment, and Washington's government, bless them, is standing firm. We have to take a break for commercials. Thank you, Tom. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the good news is the What Really Happened website is back up and running. And I'm still checking things and repairing databases, just in case you wondered what I do during these commercial breaks. I'm wearing multiple hats here. I'm systems administrator and emptier of trash can and cleaner of toilet and the rest of that stuff here. All right, we're going to take a phone call. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Aloha. Welcome to the brave new world. Yeah, I'm talking about Ukraine and the murderous military operations now taking place in the east and the south. Odessa, for example, we're told in the Western press that only 39 or 40 died. But talking to over Skype to people in Ukraine, it was 169, actually. Loads of them put these poor people in the cellar, which wasn't affected by the fire, by the way. There's things like that. I mean, I find it very strange that since 1776, America has been at war with people around the world, despite these no foreign entanglements pronouncements, and it's only had 4 years where they've not been at war with some foreign entity or some people, civil wars in America, the Indian Wars, and following on with all the other wars. And since the Second World War, the end of the Second World War, through its sanctions and its little Vietnams and North Koreas and all these things, America has succeeded in killing about 236 million people.
That's a heck of a body.
What do you think about that situation? I mean, it's got to change, Michael.
Well, it definitely does. I'm sure the population control advocates would be absolutely delighted. Oh, yes, we can get the population under control if we just have another war or we have another Spanish flu. The reality is, and again, this goes back to what I said about leaders not even seeing the population as human beings, but as a herd or a resource. If you grow up on a farm or a ranch, you understand that the ranchers will manage the size of the herd, looking at how much they want to spend to feed them versus how much profit they will get from them. And if the cost of feed goes up and the market dries up for whatever it is they're growing, they will cull their own herds or crops and simply say, I don't need to keep these alive anymore. And unfortunately, we're seeing very much the same attitude from the so-called elites of the world. We have Bill Gates out there talking about controlling human population with vaccines. And the reality is that if there was the political will to develop the science and technology to care for the entire human population, they could. Very, very easily. They just don't want to spend the money. It's cheaper to set up a war or trigger a pandemic and thin out the human population. If you go back and you look at that National Security Study 200 that was produced during the Nixon administration under the direction of Henry Kissinger, and it set and was accepted at least for a time as U.S. policy that population in the Third World represented a threat to the strategic interests of the United States of America for two reasons. First of all, those indigenous people had this really bad habit of using up the resources that they were standing on, resources that really would be much better off being mined and brought to the United States. And the second reason is quite telling. Henry Kissinger said that if the population of Third World nations were allowed to become too large, they could successfully resist U.S. foreign policy in their nations. And so the solution was to simply make sure their population wouldn't grow all that large. And some of the things that came out of that included covert sterilization of women in the Third World under the guise of a typhus vaccination campaign. And that was a big, huge scandal when that was exposed. These so-called aid organizations were going into these countries and telling women, we're going to give you a free typhus vaccine. It's a three-shot series, which is weird because the typhus vaccine is a single shot. And it turned out what the shots were really doing were tricking the women's bodies into reacting to a pregnancy as if it was an infection. Their immune system would kick in and they would spontaneously abort. And this was done, of course, completely without their permission or knowledge. But that was U.S. policy under Richard Nixon. Now, when Gerald Ford came in, he was absolutely horrified to learn that this had been going on, and he ended that policy. Now, that doesn't mean it has not been restarted since then or restarted under a different name or different programs. Obviously, this kind of behavior is something the U.S. government is going to want to keep hidden from the American people because it smacks of that whole Nazi eugenics race hygiene program. But little interesting footnote, Hitler got all of his ideas about eugenics and race hygiene from the United States of America, which had a big eugenics movement in the 1930s that was saying, you know, criminals should not be allowed to reproduce, mentally retarded people should not be allowed to reproduce. We have to guide our own evolution forward. And that's where Hitler got all of his ideas. And once he became furious, he said, yes, let's actually try that. And we'll have, you know, the pure Aryan race, which was more about vanity and ego than it was about really selecting qualities in human breeding. They handed out medals to German women who produced a certain number of pure Aryan children. And with the medal came all kinds of things like government-sponsored picnics and free bus transportation and all the rest of that stuff. So governments like to play God with the human population. Certainly Monsanto is doing that now with all of this GMO stuff. And it just seems that when people get to that level in society, they really do start thinking they're a completely different species. That was certainly Andrew Carnegie's attitude. And his influence on the America's education system through the Carnegie Foundation was that kids should only be taught the bare minimum they need to read instructions and follow them in the factories, which seems to be a guiding principle behind Common Core, because it's certainly not teaching kids how to think and evaluate and analyze and solve their own problems. And we seem to be going down that path to the separation between the Eloi and the Morlocks that H.G. Wells predicted in The Time Machine.
Okay. Yeah, just talking about the food issue, May the 9th is Dump Monsanto Shares Day.
We were talking about that.
Yeah. But I read a study, Michael, that if modern agricultural methods were used on the continent of Australia, there'd be enough food produced to feed 33 billion people. Just Australia.
It can be done, and I think the good example of that is looking back at Libya under Gaddafi, which was, you know, mostly desert, and he built this amazing waterwork across the entire nation, just this incredible irrigation system that was greening up Libya. And the Libyan people had more food. They had food to export. They were doing very, very well because Gaddafi. Issues. Yeah, talking about third world technology or hackers or. Okay, and we're back here. We had another interruption. You know something? I'm going to break out of my normal talking points here. And John, thanks. We're going to let you go because we're coming up on the top of the hour. There's a big stink and scandal. Apparently, five of the top ISPs are now deliberately slowing down internet traffic in order to have a push for higher fees. Now, these ISPs are not being named. It is simply they are referred to as the top players. And I'm kind of wondering if Time Warner is one of those. And all of these problems we're having with our BAM user connection and our Skype connection are because Time Warner is turning down the valve. And we actually do pay extra for our Time Warner connection for what's called turbo mode. And yet the little speed test that we run is showing that slowly, bit by bit, our bandwidth is being cut back. And for home users, there isn't an option where I can pay more and get more speed. It's the new American business model. Make you pay more for less. We have to take a break for our top of the hour segment, and we'll be right back.